Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, a senior living facility in Pike County is under investigation after an anonymous allegation of medical neglect. And two of the victims of fatal fires in Luzerne County last week have been identified. It's Thursday, February 19th. Let's get into it. We'll start with that news from Pike County. Pennsylvania State Police, Pike County Detectives, and the Pike County Area Agency on Aging conducted an investigation Tuesday night of Belle Reeve Senior Living Facility in Milford after receiving an anonymous tip alleging medical neglect of residents. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports.
The Pennsylvania Department of Human Services is currently investigating the facility for reports of alleged medical neglect. The department says it cannot further comment on the investigation due to patient privacy, and state police say that the investigation is ongoing. Belle Reeve houses 83 residents. State police say 15 residents were sent to four separate hospitals for further medical evaluation Tuesday night. Heather Turhark is the chief strategy officer for Viva Senior Living, which owns Belle Reeve. She says only 11 patients were sent for further medical evaluation.
In regards to if there's been any neglect or abuse at Belle Reeve, there has been nothing that we have received officially from the Department of Human Services. And as part of the process, some residents were temporarily sent out for medical evaluation, and the majority of all of the residents have returned.
Pike County's Department of Public Safety Emergency Management and various fire and emergency medical services resources assisted with assessing residents and ensuring individuals' welfare through the process. For WVIA, I'm Lydia McFarlane.
Thanks, Lydia. You can find more on this at WVIA.org. And state police say anyone with relevant information can call Pennsylvania State Police Troop R Blooming Grove Station at 570-226-5718. And in more health news, Bradford Regional Medical Center will close its inpatient, emergency, and long-term care services by mid-2026. As Sydney Rhodes reports for WVIA, these closures mark a continuing downward trend for Pennsylvania's rural hospitals.
New York-based Kaleida Health owns the Bradford Hospital. It announced the closures on Tuesday. In a press release, the company blames the region's declining population and federal funding cuts. Lisa Davis is the director of the Pennsylvania Office of Rural Health. She says since Kaleida took over the Bradford Regional Medical Center, they've already moved other services to Olean, New York, about a half an hour away, including surgeries and OBGYN care.
This will contribute to more of a healthcare desert versus a maternity desert, which we're already seeing up in that area.
Davis says these closures contribute to a decline in rural healthcare, especially in northwestern Pennsylvania, where there's now an 8-county maternity care desert.
Bradford's too big of a community. I mean, we really need a hospital. You know, it'll be devastating.
Marty Wilder is a McKean County commissioner. She says rural communities are under assault, and impending changes to the Medicaid program will likely mean similar cuts at hospitals across the state.
I'm sure we're not going to be the only one. Once Medicaid cutbacks kick in, it's going to become real for a lot of people in a lot of towns.
Governor Shapiro's office estimates more than 310,000 Pennsylvanians could lose Medicaid coverage next year when new work and paperwork requirements go into effect. Rural hospitals largely rely on Medicaid reimbursements. The Pennsylvania Department of Health has to approve Kaleida Health's plan before it can end inpatient, emergency, and long-term care services at the Bradford Hospital. There will still be primary care and specific specialty clinics. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. Now we have an update on last week's fatal fires in Luzerne County. The Luzerne County coroner has identified an 11-year-old boy and a 64-year-old woman who died in separate house fires last week. Coroner Dion Fernandez said the 11-year-old who died on the scene of a February 11th fire in Kingston was Logan Scalfer. He ruled the manner of death accidental. In Edwardsville, the coroner said Rita Sanders died in a February 13th fire in her home on Cherry Street. Following an autopsy, her death was also ruled accidental. Find more on this also at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
I'm Kat Bolas from the WVIA News Team. Let us meet you where you are. Find us on air on WVIA Radio, online at WVIA.org, or on the WVIA app.
Welcome back. Now we have something a little bit lighter. The Dietrich Theater in Wyoming County is hosting their annual Winterfest Film Festival beginning tomorrow. WVIA's Morgan Masters has the details.
From comedies to Academy Award nominees and more, the Dietrich Theater is showing 20 films in 21 days during their Winterfest Film Festival. Ronnie Harvey is the theater's general manager and film booker.
They are the best independent foreign and documentary films out in the market right now. We package them all together for this three-week seasonal experience because throughout the year, we feel like we don't get the opportunity to show very adult-oriented films that, you know, make you question things, that open up your eyes to new cultures and new experiences.
Harvey said people travel from New York and Philadelphia to spend a weekend in Tunkhannock to attend the festival. Some patrons even make it their goal to see every film being shown.
I believe there's something in here for everybody.
Most films being shown are PG-13 or rated R. The festival ends March 12th, just days before the Academy Awards. I'm Morgan Masters, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.